You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
So we have a video this guy has posted, and it's getting some it's caused some controversy. But he's not the first to make this complaint about a certain situation. But I guess a lot of young people on social media have never heard this put the way that he's putting it. So we'll just play the audio for you, and then we'll go from there. Listen.
We got to stop celebrating these people who run with prosthetic legs or no legs or whatever. Look, I get that at first glance, you're like, good for them. Number one thing that happens when I run, my legs hurt. Their legs can't hurt because they don't have them. I don't think we need to give them all this credit.
I think he's just trolling. He's got to be, right?
Well, who is the guy, the Olympic guy, is he from Australia or somewhere, that is it Pastorius or whatever his name is, the guy that lost both his legs and he was still running in competitions and stuff?
Yeah, Oscar Pistorius.
Pistorius. Now, he's not the one that was accused of murdering his girlfriend, or was he?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, when he first got his prosthetic legs and was looking to compete in the Olympics and all, they were saying that he had an unfair advantage now that he had these prosthetic legs because they're springy and I don't know how it works, but it was one of those things that you just can't say because it wasn't. Oh no, you can't say that. Well, why? It looks like he has an advantage and there's no reason, but it's just not good to say. It's just not. No, we don't talk about that. No.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I think, yeah, people were just so turned off to the idea of somebody like criticizing somebody with no legs. You never talk about somebody with a disability or special needs having an advantage over others. It just doesn't, it rubs people the wrong way.
Yeah. Because you can't act like that they've got it better than anybody else.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
And so there was a guy who was a professional golfer years ago. I don't know if you remember this story, Riggins. You may have been too young, but he lost a leg or had something wrong with one of his legs. And then he was petitioning the PGA to let him ride in a golf cart for the tournaments.
Oh, that's interesting.
It was controversial because they have that rule that if you can't walk the hole, if you're not walking from all the holes, then you don't play.
How the hell do you play golf with one leg? That's incredible. And he was playing at a professional level.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I might have bent the rules a little bit to allow him to ride in the golf cart because that's incredible.
And I think that that they ended up letting him do it.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it was a big controversy. Let me look and see what I can find about that one. Just Google one-legged golfer. One-legged golfer with big boob woman. No. Jeez, let's see.
Yeah, what do you find?
These are all stories from, what's his name? Casey Martin? Does that name sound familiar?
It doesn't, but.
Casey Martin, this is Wikipedia. Born in 1972 and the current men's golf head coach at the University of Oregon. He says he's got one leg. Won the Nike Tour event in 1995. Let's see. Cause birth defect. Is it? Well, this says that it was a birth defect.
Oh.
In his right leg. But yeah, here we go. Martin successfully sued the PGA Tour in 2001 for the right to use a golf cart during competition under the Americans with Disabilities Act. During the years that the suit wound through the courts, he enjoyed limited success on the golf course and throughout was permitted to use a golf cart.
So even though he's not an employee of the PGA, he can still sue for the American with Disabilities Act. I thought that was only applicable if you're.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's interesting.
I don't know. But yeah, I think a lot of people, and here's another, this is going to cause some controversy. A lot of people misuse the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Do they?
Yeah. Yeah. They abuse it.
I don't know.
Not saying he was trying to do it. I'm just saying it does happen.
Yeah.
So you think it would be difficult to play golf with one leg, Riggins?
Yeah, it would be incredibly difficult. And it also, like, I wonder what that does to his competitors' heads. They're like, do I want to, like, you know, really go super hard and, like, you know, try to embarrass this guy? I don't know. It would introduce a lot of different ideas and thoughts to you as a competitor.
Yeah, and it's the same way with any other situation where it, you know, it looks like that, you know, you have a disadvantage, somebody you're playing has a disadvantage. Just like I always say, you don't ever see football coaches screaming and yelling at the women refs.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I don't know if NBA coaches do that because they have women NBA refs too, don't they?
Sure. Yeah.
But I bet you the men coaches don't scream and yell at them. Like that's they good. Men.
Yeah, I'm picturing that scene, that famous scene from the baseball coach Lou Piniella.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when he was getting in that ump's face and he's kicking dirt on the guy's shoes and he's really going in and throwing a temper tantrum? Would he have done that if it were a female ump?
Well, no, he wouldn't have.
Yeah.
You know, Billy Martin from the Yankees manager was the one that invented that kicking dirt on the umpire and stuff. Now you imagine with a woman umpire like they have now, they have a woman. It was a big deal in the major leagues this season. First female umpire. I can't picture Aaron Boone, the manager of the Yankees, who I think now he's known as being the most fiery manager arguing with umpires. I don't picture him going out there and getting in the face of this woman.
No, but if he did, I would have no problem with it.
Me either. None.
I would want to see it, actually. I think that would be really interesting television.
Yeah. Nick Saban, you know, you'd see him on the sideline yelling at the refs, you know, and all that stuff. I bet he wouldn't have done it if they would have had women refs back then.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to ask him. I think I'll ask him.
Where are you going to ask him?
Next time I talk to Nick Saban, I'll ask him.
Ask him about what he's doing with his hair dye. That's what I want to know.
It's getting a little better though.
Is it?
It is getting a little better. So I think maybe he's gone to a salon now instead of letting Miss Terry do it at home.
Yeah. I mean, it's an at-home dye job. He looks like Morticia Adams. I mean, it's crazy.
You know what it looks like? It looks like what I used to put in my hair for the high school plays. You know, they had that colored spray. It was hairspray that was a different color. And that's what it looked like. Every Saturday before he went on the college game day set, he just did nonstop, just dark brown hairspray all over, like spray paint.
Who is in his life that's not telling him, like, dad or uncle, this does not look good. This is crazy.
Or the people that work there, the professional stylists and all at ESPN. But I think they do have it under control now. It looks better this season.
Thank God.
Yeah.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
What is new radio?
New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace and Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace and Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.